important information about Mechiras Chametz this year. We went at great lengths to set up a special website so that Mechiras Chametz should be possible this year while practicing proper social distancing and not endangering anybody's lives. The address is chcentral.org/Mechira. Mechira, M-E-C-H-I-R-A. It is important to understand that this Mechira is 100% a legitimate Mechira for all purposes, and your Chametz is considered sold in every respect. Although generally people prefer to make a kinyan, and there's a number of reasons for that, it is really not necessary, and certainly not worth endangering people's lives. Even if we're going to practice some level of social distancing, we don't want to go into any area of danger, and therefore this sale should be done the way it is, without a kinyan, over the internet. It should be noted that internet transactions are today considered a legitimate form for regular transaction, and certainly when it comes to just making an agent to make a transaction, a shlichus, which according to halacha does not require a kinyan, indicating on the internet that you want to do that is perfectly fine. There is an option to do it over the phone. We're trying to set up some type of phone system in the next few days for those that have difficulty accessing the internet. However, the internet is just as good and probably much better than using the phone system. If you don't know how to access the internet, you can ask someone else to access the internet on your behalf and fill in your details there. There's another option, which is also acceptable, but again, the internet is just as good, if not better, and that is to send an email to the following address outlining the addresses where your chametz is kept and asking the Rav to be your agent for selling chametz and renting out those areas. The email address is Mechiras Chametz, M-E-C-H-I-R-A-S, Chametz, C-H-O-M-E-T-Z, @gmail.com. Again, Mechiras Chametz, M-E-C-H-I-R-A-S, C-H-O-M-E-T-Z, @gmail.com. If somebody still insists and wants to make a kinyan, there's an option to make a kinyan, which is 100% a kinyan in every respect, and there's really no need to endanger people's lives by trying to have people come and contact the Rav, and where one person will come and then another person, and that itself could create a problem. There are studies that show that distancing needs to be much more than we've been practicing till now. So therefore, if someone wants to use a kinyan, this is the best way to do it. Find a bar or bas mitzvah boy or girl. It's okay to use even a member of your family, and have them pick up an item, like a pen, or a watch, or a cell phone. Pick up that item. Give them an item, tell them to pick it up on behalf of the Rav. Tell them, I'm giving this item and pick it up on behalf of Rabbi Brain. This item now belongs to the Rav. And with this, you're making the Rav your agent to sell the chametz. The Rav will allow after the kinyan for you to take back that item, and if you don't have to worry about using the item afterwards. No other kinyan is necessary. I wish you all a kosher and feilchem Pesach.